President Obama has warned Americans to take a huge storm approaching the East Coast extremely seriously. Forecasters are warning that Hurricane Sandy could cause severe flooding. Many areas are at risk of storm surges. Hundreds of thousands of people living near the coast have been ordered to leave their homes. I think it's 375,000 people. The New York subway, it's shut down. The stock exchange has closed. Airlines have cancelled many flights to and from the United States. Let's go live now to New York. Peter Franklin, the Gabby Cabby, is there for us today. What's happening where you are, Peter?
Well, first of all, I'd like you to send me a rowboat and a life preserver. Do you got one handy?
It's astonishing, Peter, that when you hear, you know, New York closing down, what's happening around you?
That's the point. This isn't, you know, Key West, Florida, or some rinky-dink town in Iowa. This is New York City that has 8.5 million people in the city, another 35 million in the greater New York City area. We're sitting right next to the ocean. And if you said to me right now, if you were sitting here in the garage with me and you said, hey, Pete, let's go for a sandwich, I'd say, where? I mean, nothing is open and nothing will be open. There are no trains. There are no buses. There are no subways. The elevators have been turned off in many, many buildings. There's going to be no school today. And as you said, the mayor has told people to evacuate certain areas. So I really get the feeling I'm like living in some kind of science fiction movie because it's just weird out there.
Yeah, when you look around you, Peter, what do you see?
Well, right now, keep in mind, it's about a quarter after six, so, you know, it's just starting to get daylight, which is going to be good because we'll be able to see the big show if and when it hits. But you don't see anything. I mean, you can see that there's no activity. I mean, of course, the buildings are there, and there are lights on in the apartments, and there are a few cars on the streets. But if you had just suddenly popped in here and you didn't know what was going on, you would say, you know, something is so strange. You know, it's weird. And, you know, anticipating this weirdness, they actually notified all movie companies that they would not be permitted over the last couple of days and today to do any filming of any movie on the streets of New York. In other words, they're not trying to keep it a secret. They just don't want to be bothered with that. So if you want to see your next disaster movie about New York City, you may not be able to see it.
I was talking to some people on the network on Five Live last night in New York, and some of them were saying, look, you know, they're not going to be evacuated. They're refusing to move. And this, of course, contrary to the advice that President Obama and other officials are giving.
Oh, they're crazy. They're stupid people. That's like a guy who rides a motorcycle without a helmet in New York City. We call them organ donors. Let me tell you something. For the mayor of the city of New York to tell 370,000 people that they have to evacuate their homes, he's not kidding. Listen, we are at sea level. So when they start talking about waves of 11 feet tall, unless you're taller than 11 feet, you better get your behind out of there. So they're just being a bunch of wise guys by saying it. It must be a macho thing, you know.
And yet you will get people, maybe some elderly people, who just don't want to move, Peter.
Yeah, but you got to remember something. Sometimes, I mean, it puts the people who come to rescue in trouble. And they've made it very, very clear that they're also worried about the cops and the firemen if they have to end up doing all kinds of unnecessary saving things. I mean, for instance, under normal circumstances, they don't let people swim in the Hudson River or the East River or the Harlem River because it's so dangerous. By the way, they happen to be estuaries. They're not rivers, so that's another reason why we're sitting right smack in the water. But anyway, they banned swimming there because they got sick and tired of having to go rescue people who were swimming in very turbulent, dangerous waters.
And how, Peter, are people being evacuated? What's happening? What are the authorities doing with them?
Well, that's the fun part about it, because nobody knows how many said no, and nobody knows exactly what's going on. Now, once the dust settles, that's going to be an interesting side statistic to find out what percentage said, no way, I'm not going. I would guess, just knowing New Yorkers, I bet about 60 or 70% at least have refused to go.
Really?
Yeah, I would guess that, based on my own... Listen, I'm the maestro of the city streets. I should know these things.
It's interesting stuff, Peter. Thank you very much indeed. Zoe is from Northern Ireland. She's in New York with a group of students right now. Hello, Zoe.
Hello, good morning, Stephen. How are you?
Bad timing, Zoe.
Bad timing indeed. We sort of got here on Friday morning, Friday evening, and all we've heard are reports of the storm coming. So what we've done is gone from educational turmoil to preparing our students for coming into a hurricane and being in a hurricane.
So what are you going to do?
Well, we've just got to sit it out. We've been told we're in a hotel, we're in the Upper West Side, we're all safe, we're all warm, we've all got rooms and everything. We just have to sit it. Where there's no transport system. We had a whole tour planned for the next couple of days. We've got chefing and catering college students. And we literally just have to sit and wait. We're sort of thinking that in the next couple of hours we may go for a bit of a new Manhattan to see what it's like, because it's blustery rather than anything else. And then they're saying from lunchtime today to really stay indoors.
Are you frightened?
Not particularly. I don't know what's going to happen. We've no idea. I mean, I'm from the north coast of Northamptonshire. I've seen storms. I've never seen a hurricane. So it's just a case of wait and see.
All right. So we wish you luck.